Time now for Chris Hipkins to really show us what he's made of. He has done what was required of him this weekend, showing up in Auckland. The role now is to butt out from that and leave the rest of the job to people who know what they're doing. What the Prime Minister needs to get stuck into now is the somewhat even more serious business of getting the country back on track, or as he'll see it, getting Labour back on track to give the party a fighting chance at the election in October. So how does he do that? Well, it's not that hard, really. One thing his predecessor just couldn't accept was how deeply unpopular Three Waters is, not just for the stealing of local assets, not even the creation of four whopping new bureaucracies and all the crap that will come with them, but mostly with co-governance, unelected people calling the shots, and people who are accountable to nobody. Nobody wants this. It is not the way you do things in a democracy. And I think people know by now that just putting Three Waters on the back burner doesn't go anywhere near far enough. He needs to draw a definitive line under what's been done. No more until the whole thing can be taken back, rewritten, or maybe just scrapped, and we'll start all over again would be a better idea. The media merger, people see that as an effort to gag the state media and use funding tools to whip them into compliance. Drop that. Something else you don't do in the middle of a cost of living crisis is slap an extra tax on people and businesses. So unemployment insurance, got to go. And much as it's going to stick in the throat of a lot of Labour's current caucus, he's got to show that he's heard what he was told by business leaders. They need workers. And if our own people don't want the jobs, well, let business go and get people who do want them in from overseas if necessary. Oh, and just one more thing. I know it's a fairly long list. Sack the health minister, please.